Speaking during a launch of some projects funded by the European Union in Malawi recently, the head of the EU delegation to Zimbabwe, Ambassador Philip Van Dam, said the objective of the EU's support is to improve civil society organizations' capacity to effectively participate in Zimbabwe's public policies and programs, which he noted is critical in a democratic society. Ambassador Van Dam said, although the EU re-engaged the Zimbabwean government through the signing of the National Indicative Program, or NIP, in February last year, that re-engagement will not result in turning its back on civil society.
I would like to reiterate that today's launch reflects the EU's commitment to civil society, if still needed. An empowered civil society representing empowered citizens is a crucial component of any democratic society. And we encourage continuing policy dialogue with all stakeholders.
The EU provided funding for 5 civil society projects grouped in different thematic areas, including enhancing citizens' participation in policy making through the strengthening of community-based organizations. Liz Wejamela of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, whose organization is among 5 recipients of the funding, said ordinary Zimbabweans are not yet aware of the rights that they enjoy under Zimbabwe's constitution. Jamela said the organization would use part of the funding to raise awareness of the constitution.
We are trying to provide a platform for dialogue on the roles of communities and local authorities.
Responding to a question from Studio 7 on the sidelines of the meeting about when the EU is likely to consider removing targeted sanctions on President Robert Mugabe and some senior ruling ZANU-PF officials, given some views that the measures are no longer effective or relevant, Van Dam said there are some outstanding issues that need to be dealt with. He refused to elaborate, adding that the EU remains in dialogue with the Zimbabwean government.
Indeed, our ultimate goal is full normalization of our relations, and there are still indeed a couple of issues outstanding, but that the best way of reaching that point of full normalization of our cooperation is by engaging at the practical level, rebuilding trust and confidence, and trying to sort out the remaining outstanding issues through dialogue and engagement. The political dialogue with the government is conducted with the government, not with the press.
The EU, along with the United States and other nations, have been providing assistance to Zimbabwe since independence. Relations between Harare and Western countries have in recent years been sour, as the ruling ZANU-PF party has accused them of seeking to effect regime change. Government has also often accused civil society organizations of being agents of that agenda. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.